The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Now, if you live in Cork, if you know Cork well, if you're like me and you studied in Cork, you will know Lennox's the Chipper closing their doors, very sadly, after 73 years in business. Henry McKean, who else, has been in Cork for us. He has visited Jackie's. He caught up with Brian Lennox, who described it as a death in the family. Take a listen.
It's an institution.
So your last supper?
Last supper will be Sunday evening.
Growing up, my father worked in Beamish and Crawford, so like I'd go to Jackie Lennox's every day after school for...
So you'd always be in the Chipper?
Oh, every day after school, myself and Lorraine McCarthy, I'm going to name her, hi Lorraine, that would be our lunch, like.
Are you sad to see it go?
Oh, very sad, because like, genuinely, it's the one Chipper that everyone knows, and like, it's lovely, like, there's nothing that's not nice in Jackie Lennox's.
And what unusual things did you get on the menu?
One thing always, and one thing only, a drumstick and tie.
And what's that?
It would just be like the two pieces of chicken. And when we were younger like that, and we didn't have much money, we would just go up and like after lunch and get the drumstick and tie. Like.
I'm Joe O'Shea, I'm editor of CorkBO.ie, digital news site in Cork City.
Joe, you grew up going to this chipper. What does this chip shop mean to Cork?
Well, Jackie's, as we call it, or Lennox's as well. I'm from the south side in Cork, which is the south inner city for people who are not from here. Lennox's was our local chipper, and it still is because I'm back living now in the Barrack Street area, which is where Lennox's is. And it just, you know, it's where everybody went. It was your Friday night treat, after a week in school. Your mum or your dad would bring you up there. If you're really small, if you're a smallie, as we say in Cork, they'd sit you up on the counter and they'd throw a couple of chips at you while you're waiting for your order to come out. So it's everybody on the south side of Cork City has very happy memories of this place.
You know, your favourite bag of chips, their menu is slightly different. What's very Cork about it?
Well, the ultimate Cork thing is the potato pie, which, you know, if you show it to anybody in Dublin, they'd probably faint. It's basically mashed potato with herbs in batter, a big ball of battered mashed potato with thyme, and it's absolutely beautiful.
And it's called?
The potato pie.
Potato pie, I've got to try one of them. Mm. Another cafe, another restaurant is closing. This could be anywhere in the country. Why do you think these long-established restaurants that we thought were doing well are shutting?
Nash 19, which would have been a very famous cafe in Cork, that went recently. But that's reopening now under a new title, as a new business. There's a new restaurant going in there. It's just a time of change. We've got the cost of living crisis, overheads, the VAT thing. It's really tough in hospitality at the moment. Some long-established places just can't do it anymore, or they've run out of energy, or the profits aren't there anymore. So what we're seeing is massive change.
No, it's a pity it's closing down. It should stay open. People are going to miss it.
I love their potato pies.
So you love their potato pie?
Absolutely, yeah.
Are you sad to see them go?
Yeah, I'm here today to get a couple of things so I can put into the freezer.
Jeez, I walked in there 50 years ago. I used to service the gas appliances and whatever, you know, it is very sad. You know, it's they're a family that they gave their all.
I feel it's an institution. I came to Cork in 1972 from Port Arlington in the Midlands, and we always liked our fish and chips. I lived at the bottom of the street, and this place at night time was a great place for a feed when you were a single man. They always looked after everybody well. It was impeccable, very clean, had the best of food.
Hi, my name is Brian Lennox. I'm the proud son of Jack and Eileen Lennox, the youngest of nine. And I've been working in the family business since I was a child, as all of our family has, and we're very, very humbled to be thought of well in Cork, if not further afield. And time has come for us to close our doors next week, and it's an end of an era.
So Brian, your folks started this business way back in 1951. We're in the chipper or the chip shop. We're actually upstairs from the chip shop where the family used to live. Your parents worked so hard to make this a success, and so have you. After all these years, how does it feel closing the chip shop?
It's not nice. It's like a death in the family.
It's like a death.
Yes, it's hard. It's very, very hard. I really thought that we might get to 75 years, which is a couple of years down, but I just can't continue on. The stress is unbearable. And I'm becoming unhealthy. and I, you know, it sounds selfish, but I literally, myself and the family have, we've put our heart and soul into it, and I just think it's time to move on.
And why is it so unhealthy? What is it? The hours? Is it a staff issue? Is it VAT?
No, I wouldn't blame VAT, and I wouldn't blame the government, sir. I certainly don't want to blame anybody. It's just running a small business now is very, very hard. The paperwork, the bureaucracy, just doing the books at night. You need to be an economic professor to do some of the books that you have to, the things you have to do nowadays. There's so much in a small business that there's burdens all along the way. And the bottom line is that trying to get staff is very hard nowadays as well.
So there's so much love for you. The Tornister mentioned you this morning chatting to Pat Kenny. I was in a pub in Finglas. They were talking about you. They were talking about Lennoxes. They were talking about Jackies. And on the streets of Cork, so much love and sadness that you're going. Are you surprised with the outpouring of love towards you and your family and your chip shop?
Yeah, I am. I'm very humbled by it, but it's nothing to be celebrating. I kind of feel I left them down. I really honestly feel I left Cork down as well. You know, it's strange, but that's how I feel.
The listeners out there and your regulars wouldn't see it that way, but they will miss some of your specials. Tell me about some of the special things that you serve that only are known in Cork.
Well, there's an awful lot of copycats out there now. So back in the day, a potato pie or cheese and onion pie or battered sausage wasn't as frequent as they are now. You can go into a supermarket now and get them in the fridge. So when I started a breasted chicken or a whole chicken at the time, they were rare and they were expensive. Now chicken is cheap and fish is expensive. Fish is not an easy thing to get nowadays.
Especially cod.
Yes, I mean, for an island country, it's strange, but I believe most of it has been exported and what we're left with is expensive, very expensive.
So it's hard to turn a profit. What are your greatest memories over the last 70 odd years?
Well, there's so many, and strange ones. Like when we were growing up, we were one of the few people to had actually a telephone up here, up in the office up here. And I remember people from England ringing their parents, and around this neighborhood, phones weren't plentiful. So they'd used to come over here and receive their phone calls from their sons or daughters who might have been emigrated. But what was nice was that they used to dress up to take the phone call.
They would dress up?
In their Sunday best, come along to receive the phone call, and, you know, it was very special. And so little stories like that I remember.
Brian Lennox from Lennox's Chipper here in Cork. Congratulations over the last 70 years to you and your family.
Oh, thank you so much. I appreciate that so much. Thank you.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.